That's not what I wanted to hit there. All right. Appreciate that, Ben.
Thank you, Joel. Hey, have a good night. A safe night in the studio.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Got a message in from One Buck, Two Buck Crash in Catawba. This came in today, I think. Want to wish my brother good luck with the deer hunt. Can't be there for the hunt because he has cancer and has to go through radiation tomorrow. So we wish you the best and a speedy recovery. And we also want to, he wants to say hi to his brother Edward. So hello, brother Edward from Norman. He's thinking of you guys and wishing you the best. And we had Justin. Let's see. Justin wanted to know where the Deer Hunters Roundup was. It was 5:52. Come on. It was 6 to 8. Now, tomorrow we're on a little bit different time. Let me put you guys on hold here. Hang on. You. Tomorrow we are on after the Bucks game. So 8 to 10 tomorrow night. A little bit after 8 till 10. So later night tomorrow night, which we really... all of our advisors said don't do it. That's just a little couple more beers in for everybody, but we're going to do it. Gray will be here, I believe. I'm not sure. The Big Dipper is going to stop by. I think Big G will be here, but it'll be after the Bucks game tomorrow night till 10, and we'll see what happens. Let's go back to the phones. You're on the Roundup. Who is this?
Muckshoe from Camp Lonehorn.
Hey, Muckshoe, whereabouts are you guys?
Up in Presque Isle.
Presque Isle. Camp Longhorn, you said, right?
Lonehorn.
Okay. All right. What do you got to say for yourself today?
Well, I was up here like 2 weeks ago. There was deer, but now we haven't seen anything in the past 2 days.
Yes. After that first few hours when a few gunshots go off, those deer have a tendency to do different things sometimes. But sometimes they run your way, too. So are you going to be up here all week here, or what's going on?
I'm going to be here up all week until Sunday.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. You got people coming and going all week?
No.
No, not really? Just you guys?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're up early tomorrow then. Going to hit it?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, Muckshoe. We appreciate you. Let us know when you get that big one, okay? We'll be here doing the show.
Okay.
You bet. Camp Lonehorn. Muckshoe. Sounds like he might be loaning it there. An appropriate moniker. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Gray Tan.
What was your name again?
Gray Tan?
Yes. Okay. And where are you calling from? Camp Gross, okay. All right, what do you have to say for yourself there?
We didn't get a thing.
You didn't get a thing today. That's why they call it hunting. Were you out in the woods all day today?
Yeah.
All right. How about tomorrow? Hunting tomorrow?
No.
Not tomorrow. But what day are you going back in the woods?
I don't know.
Soon. Soon enough, huh? All right. You keeping everybody in line there at Camp Gross?
Yeah.
Got a lot of people hanging around there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Camp Gross has a lot of youngsters. It's a fun camp, it sounds like. We look forward to hearing from them through the week.
Hang on.
All right. 715-762-3221. Got some emails to get through here. Lots of emails. So we appreciate that. We had Robert send us an email. The camp formerly known as Toaster Strudel reporting in from the House of Heilemann. They specialize in all things Blatz, Old Style, Special Export, and Schmidt. This is, I don't think there's any factual information in this email, but it sounds fun. Slow morning for the camp. Bus driver zero scene. Roger M777. Reports in counted flowers on the wall. Didn't bother him at all. Random hero equipped his previous night's jalapeno relish bratwurst scent and got busted like he was on the border. The deer weren't interested. The Yug saw a couple of bald ladies and told him to go fish. The one Oak Ridge boy was apparently out signing autographs. Papa Mau Mau, Most of the crew saw the pack pull through with a whim and maintain their still somewhat non-impressive losing record. What else here, Robert? It's a long email. He wants to send a shout out to Jimmy Three Legs, the Stabbin' Cabin Camp, whatchamacallit, Wildcat, and of course, they've got some sponsors. We'll read the sponsors later, okay? Steve City, thank you, Steve, for the email. Not much happening or was accomplished for him today. Received a report early this morning. Hang on, let me put you all you guys on hold here so we don't lose you. All right, appreciate that. We received a report early this morning that we had a cow out at the farm. So the farmers went in to fix the fence and corral the animals. I did not get a couple hours in the stand before we all met back up and headed to the old family farm in Winter to spend some time with the family there. Got back in time to cook up a little lasagna, all right, and eat a heart-stopping cheesy pan of goodness. They'll be back in the woods tomorrow. And that is Steve, the city camp. Thank you. The city zoo, I guess. What else? More emails here. Chainsaw checking in from Camp Noceum near Glidden. Three of us here again this year. Haven't seen a single deer yet. Rambo, same. G.I. Joe saw a four-pointer this morning. No shot fired. Fired back at it tomorrow. Shout out to Camp Rhody Bay Lodge from the crew at Chainsaw and the crew at Camp Noceum. Let's see here. Mary gave us a shout out via email too. Still slow at Camp Dinner Pickle. Camp Dinner Pickle. Not seeing many deer. Hopefully better luck during the week. And they want to give a shout out to Camp Snoopy. And good luck to all the hunters the rest of the season from Mary and the folks at Camp Dinner Pickle. All right, back to the phones here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This? Hello?
Hello, yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carol's Deer Camp, and just a little north of Glidden.
Carol's Deer Camp, all right, north of Glidden?
Yeah.
All right, what's happening there for you?
Well, we got partridges and squirrels all over the place.
All right. All right. Good to see life, right?
There ain't no deer on the pole yet.
All right. Nothing yet. Have you been seeing any the rest of the year? Or are they there somewhere, maybe?
Oh, they're there somewhere, yeah. They're on the camera all the time, but there's always after dark.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty smart that way. Pretty smart.
Yeah. Nocturnal.
Yep.
They are.
Yes, sir. All right, well, that's where all the big deer hang out, up by Glidden, so they got to be there somewhere, right?
Oh, I know they're around here.
All right. Thank
you. I got to give a shout-out to my friend Justin. He's in Rice Lake. He had to head home today.
Okay.
And he saw a big buck right off the highway. He should have ran it over with his truck, but he didn't want to because he got a new truck.
a little too far off the road to do that, huh? Yeah. All right. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate you. Carol's Deer Camp out north of Glidden. One more call. I got to get a break in. We're going to get a little Bucky in here. You're on the roundup. Who is this? All right. Let's take, I think they're calling back here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Camp Wiki Up in Ojibwa.
Camp Wake Me Up, was that?
Wiki Up.
That's it. All right.
That's an Apache dwelling.
Okay, gotcha.
We're up here with no electricity, water. We do have an outhouse.
Okay, good.
We got two hanging on the pole, both bucks.
Good.
And that was the end of the deer.
That was the end of all the deer. That was it.
The end of all the deer. I think we scared them all out of Sawyer County.
You got them all. They're all gone, so you got the last two.
We must have chased them out.
Okay.
We got plenty of bears, though, on our cameras.
Okay.
So I think they're hiding from the bears.
Yeah.
They're coming out at night, but not during the day.
I want to understand your camp name, so spell that for me if you could.
Wiki Up.
Okay.
W-I-C-K-I, Wiki Up, U-P, I-U-P.
WICKIUP, and it stands for
WICKIUP.
Okay. All right, and it stands for what again? You said
it's an Apache dwelling.
Okay.
They lived in Wikiup.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
Don't ask me why we got that name.
Okay. All right. Very very unique though.
We got that name.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, even though
we have us here and we're doing our best.
All right, that's all we can ask for. Thank you for checking in. Camp Wikiup, Ojibwa, hour two. Well, it's already 7:10. We gotta get a little bucky bucky and then more of your calls.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the trees, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead? Now this is the season we all have waited for. Our guns are cleaned and ready, and they're waiting by the door. I hear that cold wind blowing, gonna freeze our butt for sure. Oh, Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead? Branches breaking, must be Bucky on the trail. I see that massive rack of horns. Lord, I hope I do not fail. Sure am glad Bucky's rutting makes him dumber than a snail. I wonder, how'd he do that? All I see is a big white tail. Oh, Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead?
All right, for Camp Longshot and the Janicek boys, there you go. More of your calls, please hold on the line. Deer Hunters Roundup continues.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll. For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al, Kerry, and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
Ross's Sports Shop, your area sports shop and fishing guide service for over 60 years, is your headquarters for all your hunting and ice fishing supplies. They've got tip-ups, surface lures, bucktails and spinners, rubber and swim baits, bass and walleye tackle, and a complete guide service. They're also stocked with Christmas trees and wreaths, so hunters, make a stop at Ross's Sports Shop and Fishing Guide Service, Highway 13 Phillips, or see them at rossonline.com.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed & Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedAndFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed & Feed located in Fifield?
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
The Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin is a beautiful up north place to stay for any occasion, celebrations, ATVing, snowmobiling, even deer hunting. Located on Lake San Domingo, just steps away from all the great dining at the Wolf's Den. You get anything from a steak to a sandwich. You can see them at greatnorthernmercer.com or call to book your stay at 715-476-2440. Great Northern Motel. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Well, we didn't do this officially at the beginning of the show, so I apologize. I guess I've been a little bit busy. All right. I can make it the rest of the way here. Let's go back to your calls. Deer Hunters Roundup. Hello. Go right ahead.
Hi. This is Autumn from the Nelson Camp.
How you doing, Autumn?
Pretty good.
All right. Are you out in the woods, too?
I'm down in Clark County right now. I did some hunting around here, but I'll be up at camp tomorrow.
All right. All right. With Rob and the crew out there?
Yes.
All right. All right. You ready to rough it?
I am. I'm ready to show them how it's done.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Are you one of the cooks for this big event, or do you help with that?
I am. I'm the main chef up there.
Oh, okay. All right. See, Rob didn't tell us this stuff. I know Rob contributes a lot too, but so you're one of the main contributors to make that happen, huh?
Definitely.
All right. Very good. Well, safe travels up here. Did you hear anything good from anybody out in the woods yet?
Not much from my crew down here. A lot of shots around me, though.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, safe travels up to the Nelson camp, and good luck getting everything going out there.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Now, to get into all the drawings, and we got literally thousands of dollars worth of prizes. This is crazy this year. Every time you call, like when Autumn called, I wrote down Autumn Nelson camp, her name goes in the box. So you get one entry per day. You can email or call, either one. And we didn't even get to the, hang on, we're going to get to your calls here in just a second. Hold on. We didn't even get to two of the five main packages yesterday. I want to mention that we have a Tacticam cellular camera from Seed & Feed as the featured prize of package number four. The winner of that also is going to get $20 to Warga's, $10 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant, $20 to Heritage Meats, $25 to South Fork in Lugerville, $100 gift card from Wildwoods Taxidermy, $25 gift card to Odeer Nutrition, and a $25 gift card to Decor to Adore in Park Falls. All of that, that's package number four. And all of these will be put on our website I'm going to do that. That's my goal tomorrow at work, is to get all that on there. Darla gave it to me on Saturday. So you can see all the prizes. And then when we give away the prizes, this is very important. You guys were very good at this last year. Please check back to the website, because every year we have prizes that go unclaimed. One year we had a 40-inch TV that went unclaimed. So go back when the Deer Hunters Roundup is over. We post all the winners at 98qcountry.com under the Deer Hunters Roundup, and you have until the first of the year to get that. If you don't claim it by January 1, then we re-give away the prizes in another contest. So please utilize that to see if you want anything. You are on the Roundup. Who's this? All right. I think we lost them, so let's go over here. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andy Gross. How's it going?
Good. What's your first name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you calling from, Andy?
Oh, calling from Phillips.
From Phillips. All right. What's going on in Phillips, Andy?
No, we hunted in Lugerville today.
Okay.
Blinked and I missed the town.
Blink? Well, yeah. It's a long blink, yes, but yeah. Any deer out there?
You know, we didn't see any deer.
Okay.
Not a one, but we did stop on our way out to Lugerville.
All right.
At the Crane Bar, and we got to watch the Packers win, so that was good.
Oh, the Crane Chase Tavern, great place to hang out, you bet. Good folks out there, yeah. So.
Yeah, they were some good folks.
Yeah, they had good food, good folks out there at Crane Chase, yeah. All right, so the day wasn't a total loss, you're saying, Andy?
Oh, of course not, no.
Yeah. So you hunting this week, or what's happening there?
Yep, we're going to continue hunting until we get a deer, I guess. We have the week off, so
all right.
We're going out tomorrow morning, and hopefully we can put some game down.
All right, very good. Well, best of luck to you. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the time off there, Andy.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate you guys, all you callers. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. It's Tommy Tsunami checking in over here by Phillips, the camp of Land of Oz. And that stands old school, of course.
Camp.
Listen to the show.
Camp Land of Oz. Tom Tsunami. All right. I just watched The Wizard of Oz last night. One of my favorite movies. I like that. Stuff.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
Probably 50 times.
Yep. Watched the whole thing last night. The flying monkeys and the whole bit was wonderful. What happened to the woods out there, Tom Tsunami?
Just like all the other camps, we ain't seen a whole bunch of anything. I think we're in a lockdown.
We're in a lockdown.
They got to lock me up. I don't know.
Could be either one. Could be either one, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen, except some gray squirrels and some jays. But that's about it. I mean, but it's beautiful weather. It's just gorgeous out there.
Yeah, it's hard to complain, really, is it? When it's tomorrow's going to be 43 and sunny, it's, you know, it's hard to complain when you're blessed with a beautiful day like that, right?
You said it well. It is. You know, we came out of the woods this morning, and we saw a hunter on his hands and knees. He was looking at some tracks, and we tried to get his attention, but the train hit him anyway.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. There we go. I got the wrong button there. All right. Very good. Tom Tsunami, check in again this week, would you please?
Absolutely.
Camp Land of Oz out there. Flying monkeys, a whole thing going on, I'm sure. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
It's Q-Ball calling back from Camp Creeks Too Much.
All right, Q-Ball. What's going on there tonight?
I need some advice.
All right.
So we have the passing of the torches where I leave and the brother-in-law is a pain in the ass.
Right.
So do I leave my male genitalia from what I harvested on the gate for him to see when he walks in, or do I take it home with me?
Oh, I think you got to make a statement. You got to leave her right there. I think you got to do that. I think you got to leave her there.
Right.
Let him know before he enters that this is where your domain happens.
Yeah. My wife told me, no, don't do it. But I'm like, no, I wanted to hang it on the lock on the cabin door. And she said, no. But I'm like, maybe on the gate coming in the driveway. That'd be all right.
That'd be just perfect. Just absolutely perfect. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for your positive support. Appreciate it.
Cue ball, I'm always here for you. Camp drinks too much. All right, you are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Jenny.
Jenny, how are we doing today?
Doing all right.
Bring a little sanity to the show, would you, Jenny? Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Lazy Ace Outfitters over in Hawkins.
Lazy A in Hawkins. All right, what's happening down there?
Not a thing.
Not a thing, huh? It's quiet.
My daughter saw 4 point yesterday, but nothing today.
Nothing today so far, anyway. I think with the little cooler weather we're going to get later in the week after Thanksgiving, I think we're going to see that stuff change a little bit.
I'm hoping so.
The deer are going to move. Probably not tomorrow. They're going to be. They're going to have that suntan lotion out tomorrow. Those deer with lawn chairs. It's going to be 43. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Jenny. Thank you for the comforting tone. You brought a sense of sanity back to the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
The lazy kid down there in Hawkins. Jenny, just a nice, calm voice. That was nice. More of your calls on the roundup and your emails. Couple here, and then we'll get a break in. We got the dumper checking in from the Belly Acres camp. No deer to report, but enjoyed a Packer win. Shout out to the Daddy Rabbit down at Camp Send It for scoring an 8-pointer and winning the pool and bragging rights. We got Luke checking in from Phillips. Not much in the woods today. One little forky coming in this morning. Old man Bert did not make it out into the woods this morning. Claims that he was sick. I thought the old feller had too many Milwaukee Best lights last evening. Willie and BJ have been arguing, saying that they both seen the biggest buck that they ever seen in their lives. Shep and I think that they are just they're just getting old and they're seeing things. Could be right. Drinking our hunting sorrows away in brown water tonight. A shout out to Camp Crampton and also to Camp Who Farted. I was going to give him one of those right here.
What the hell's going on out here?
What is Hang on, I got to pre-read this. Joke here before I Okay. Oh, this is one we've had before. So what is the cheapest meat at the meat market? Yeah. Venison testicles, because they're always under $2. There you go. An oldie but a goodie. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. I've been a gun enthusiast my entire life, from standing at my dad's bench as a kid to repairing guns in the military and as a gunsmith now. My goal is to match you with the right firearm, regardless of use. As a family-owned business, we understand the need to treat our customers with respect and patience when purchasing their firearms. For focused and dedicated service, come into Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls, in Main Street, Ashland.
Don't hunt for those online insurance companies that can't fulfill their promises. Drive to your local independent insurance agent, Forward Insurance, available to protect you, and it carries over 20 companies, including Auto Owners, Progressive, Society, and Secura, right here in your community, providing advice, policy reviews, and great service. Call Forward Insurance in Park Falls, 715-762-2497.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. We hope you're also staying comfortable this season. If you're looking for a place to set up camp, check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We are the area's largest local lodging marketplace. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we have over 65 options for you to choose from. Welcome to the area. We're glad you're here. For your stay in the Northwoods, visit upnorthlodging.com.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the nine-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the 30-pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Wargus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
Reminder, Ron, after the Bucks game tomorrow night, it'll be a little bit after 8 o'clock when we'll be on tomorrow night. Tim checking in via email from the Camp Alpha team in Butternut. Haven't seen many deer yet. Had one on the camera at one of the stands 10 minutes after he left for lunch. Expletive. Also, special shout out to Dan and Buddha at their deer camp in Mercer. And shout out to the Lake Geneva Badger High School football team. They won the Division II state football title on Friday. Thanks for putting on the show. We appreciate you guys, too. And also congratulations, Rice Lake, a state champion. I saw Edgar and Stratford also won state titles. So that's pretty cool. One more email, then we'll get back to the phones here. Chainsaw checking in from Camp Noceum here in Glidden. Three of us here again this year. Haven't seen a single deer yet. Rambo, the same thing. G.I. Joe saw a four-pointer this morning. No shots fired. Back at it tomorrow. And a shout-out to Camp Roddy Bay Lodge and hope that they are doing better than us. Good luck to everyone. That comes from Chainsaw at Camp Noceum. And we thank you guys for hanging on the line. Hopefully the phones hung in there. You are on the roundup. If you're still there, go ahead. All right, we lost them. We apologize. Line opens up here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Liddy from Camp Snaky Potato.
Camp Snaky Potato. Whereabouts is Camp Snaky Potato?
In Glidden.
All right, all right. What's happening at Camp Snaky Potato?
We got three deer today.
All right, so you're the one shooting all the deer. All right, we finally found them. It's been a dry evening so far. What did you guys get?
We got an 8-pointer. A 5-pointer and a sport.
All right. All right. Well, we found it. We found the three deer that were shot in the area. We got it right there. Congratulations, you guys. That's quite a day for you.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was a good day.
All three of them were within about 20 minutes of each other.
I bet you it worked up a good sweat dragging those things out of the woods, too.
Well, yeah. Two guys did.
Two guys? The other ones were just cheering them on, huh?
Well, and one guy can't gut anything, so.
Okay. All right. All right. Were they deep in the woods, or how far did you have to haul them?
Not far.
Not far. Well, that's good. Oh, great day for you guys. All right.
So, yep, it was.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate you guys.
You bet.
Camp Snaky Potato there checking in. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Teal Buckley calling in from the Jack Shack.
The Jack Shack. Teal Buckley, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Wish I'd be better for the buck on the pole. That's about it, so.
All right. Whereabouts you guys hunt there? Where's the Jack Shack?
Southwestern or east Yeah, Western Oneida County.
Western Oneida County. All right. Not much happening there for you?
No, pretty slow. We have at least five guys hunting out here. We've all seen does and seen at least a buck, but it was too far away and couldn't get a shot on it. But
yeah. Well, yeah. I haven't, I mean, this show isn't all about analyzing DNR numbers and all that stuff, but I know we had a rough winter last year. Do you think the deer number is just down a little bit in the north due to the rough winter, or what do you think?
There's a lot of possibilities. You know, I think wolves are definitely one too, but you know, we don't know much about them about that. And then, you know, winter could be one also, but
yeah. A little bit of both probably. Well, the good news is that's only 2 days of the 9-day gun deer season, right? That's only two.
So. Yeah, that's true. I mean, we still got a lot of land to hunt out here. I got to get to some spots where I usually go to,
It's like being down four. It's like being down 14-0 after the first quarter. You're still in the game. All right.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're gonna get some more people out here to hunt too. So hopefully with more bodies, so we can go around areas where everyone can be at once, and then see if we have any activity. So
that's all right. Very good. Well, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you guys taking the time to do that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Bet.
Western Oneida County checking in. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Brian from Battle, as in 40-acre Deer Lodge.
40-acre Deer Lodge, and whereabouts are you guys?
We are over in Loretta, over by Blaisdell Lake.
All right, Loretta. All right, what's happening over there today?
Well, we finally bagged a buck. Nice four-pointer.
Okay.
Got some fresh venison tenderloin for dinner tonight.
All right. Very good.
Four guys in camp and looking to finish the week strong.
Okay. Well, you're off to a good start with that. You bet.
Yep. And the fork as of 3:30 this afternoon was first place on the buck pool down at Eagle Lodge. So
okay.
We'll see how long it might stand up.
You never know. All right, Brian. Good luck to you. Check in again. We appreciate you letting us know about the good news out there.
All right, thanks for having us.
Yeah, the 40-acre Deer Lodge out there in Blaisdell Lake, I think he said, out in the Loretta area. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Bubba from Camp Perry Eyeball.
Hey, Bubba, how we doing out there?
Not too bad. Pops and I today got pretty lucky. I shot a five-pointer at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were just heading out of the woods, and he ended up getting a three-pointer. The only downfall to that was it was by Whiskey Chaser stand, so he might be in the doghouse for the rest of the
Right. All's fair, right? So it was an uneventful day up till that point, and you got a couple of them.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And we added a couple new members this year. We got Toadstool, who's out of Oneida County there, and then we got Grumpy and Dopey as well with their.
Yeah. Well, Camp Harry Eyeball is growing to be one of the bigger camps in the area. You guys got to be careful. Your prestige may put you up there with the FBH Country Club, so just be careful, all right?
Oh, we'll definitely do that. And if I could, a shout-out to Lunatic Lodge and the Horny Donk crew down there in Hawkins.
You got it, Bubba. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Camp Harry Eyeball checking in. Good stuff, and a good day. A couple of deer late in the day. Got Chainsaw. Wait a minute. We already did that one. I think that was a double one. Jump River Hunt Camp checking in from the Catawba area. Real quiet today. Seemed like even the deer were watching the Packers win that game. With only 25 minutes to go, a fat half-racked buck sporting three-pointers came through, followed by a doe, and found his way onto the buck pole. So they'll be dropping off a couple of hides at Ross's Sports Shop. Yeah, we want to make sure you guys do that, the Hides for Heroes. Thanks for bringing that up. So a shout-out to Camp North Fork from the Jump River Hunt Camp, checking in from the Catawba area. And like we do with all the emails and all the callers, we take that, we fold it up, and you're in for the prize drawings coming up on Saturday. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Set the table, Mabel.
Set the table, for God's sakes, Mabel.
All right.
Hoo-yah. Hoo-ah. How are we doing out there, Mabel?
Doing
Good. You say who hunts in the National Forest, the big buck camp in Clam Lake does here.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you finding any out there?
We, Mabel hasn't found anything, but Smokey, one of the hunters here, got a four-pointer today.
All right. We'll take that.
Yeah. Well, you got to take it. He's laying out there.
You better go get it. Yeah. Yeah.
We're having a few brandy celebrating with him here now.
All right. Fantastic. Are the guys hanging around through the week here? You got a crew there, or what's going on?
No, I don't have a crew. We got just two of us. Smokey's leaving Tuesday morning, so it'll be the two of us till Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's all right. All right. We always appreciate the energy and the call. We wish you the best in the woods tomorrow.
All right. If you ever see DJ Rick again, tell him hi from Mabel.
I certainly will. I know you're one of his favorites on the show.
All right. At the table, Mabel.
At the table, Mabel. That's right. Yeah. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh, this is Camp Shooting on Deer, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Sean at Camp Naked Goose and a speedy recovery for him, and hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, and say that again. I will make sure we hear that. The shout-out was for who again?
Camp Naked Goose for Sean, and hope he has a speedy recovery and
Okay. Gets
better soon.
All right, very good. You guys shoot anything today?
Oh, we didn't see nothing.
Nothing today. All right. It'll be coming. Let us know when it happens, okay?
We will.
All right. Camp Shoot No Deer out there. One more call, then we got to get a break in here. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, hi, Joe. This is Camp Wannabuck calling in again. Another year.
Yes, sir. How are we doing?
Yeah. Oh, we're all having fun.
All right.
Yeah.
It's about the only thing you can control is whether you have a good time, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we count our figure if it was a good season or not.
Exactly. So
not seeing opening day, a couple of guys saw a couple of those today. Nobody saw a thing. Yeah. Pretty quiet. Not much shooting. Boy, not much at all. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milder weather, I think, will do that, right? It'll definitely
it will do that.
That.
Yeah. And then the guys don't move. Everybody just sits in the sun. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to see some temperatures in the low 30s. We're not going to have any cold, really a cold snap at all for this whole 9-day season, which is pretty rare.
That is rare. You betcha. Yeah. I thought this was my 70th opener this year.
Yeah.
But then I was corrected. I missed 2 years in the service. So it was only 68 openers I've been out there for.
We'll let you off the hook.
And
yeah, right?
this is pretty mild, pretty darn mild.
All right. Well, thank you for your service and always good to good to hear from you. Go get them and check back when you bag it, okay?
Yep. Just want a quick shout to Shoot the Moon and Camp on her. Upchuck.
You got her. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Camp Wannabuck. Got to get our final break in here. We're wrapping it up, coming up at the top of the hour. Please hold on the line, the calls.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
The Park Falls Family Restaurant will be closed Thanksgiving Day.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too. Looking for a secure place to invest your savings when it's time to apply for Social Security benefits or figuring out what to do with your 401k? And when is the right time to retire? So many questions. It can be overwhelming. But today's your lucky day because the professionals at Forward Investment Services can lead you through the steps you need to meet all of your financial goals and help you bag the best investment services possible. See them online at forward.bank/investments or drive into one of their locations in Park Falls or Phillips.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here. We want to wish all of our hunters the best of luck this year and remind you of a few safety tips. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Know what your target is and what's beyond. Keep your firearms stored in a safe place and never mix guns and alcohol or drugs. Enjoy your safe Northwoods hunt from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182 or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the nine-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of her delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at O'Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m. For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al, Carrie, and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the 30-pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Wargus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
Well, good news. We got some great country classics coming up after the show. Rick Jackson. Normally the show is on from 6 to 9 here on Sunday nights, but we bumped it back. So we're going to give you 3 hours of some really good country classic music coming up right after the show. Some of the emails, daughter no good in-law checking in from Camp Shoot the Moon in Triple I. Six hunters, and we finally saw our first two small bucks tonight. And we got another slow day reported by Alley Cat. Alley Cat, who saw a couple little foes and a little spike. Sam emailing us in that Austin saw a little doe and a few squirrels. Hopefully with the colder weather, they will start to move. I'm not sure how cold it's going to get here. And today is hunting only cowboy and blue shoes were here at the camp with the Cummings crew. Rockets not back to camp yet. from his Wild Night at the Eagles concert. Not much to report. A little movement of deer. Saw a couple of doors. Call a couple of does, but no horns. Looking to get together with Blue Shoes tomorrow and a few others, making some drives and hopefully to push some deer around a little bit. Rocket and Miss B are going to be back in camp for Cowboy from Camp Stands Alone. We thank you for the email as always. Hopefully some of our calls held on here in the roundup. Are you still there? You're on the roundup. Okay, we lost them, so it's a line open. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Squatter.
Hey, Squatter. How we doing?
We are doing great.
All right. And what's the report for your camp out there?
Well, we don't have anything hanging yet.
All right. Leaves room for improvement.
There's definitely room for improvement. We got a few days of school, obviously, but after that, we'll be back at it. Chungus is a little tired, but he wants to give a big shout-out to the Hairy Eyeball Camp because he's the kid that won the gun that they donated last year.
Oh, really? Really? Fantastic.
So we'll make sure we get him on the air at some point when we call in.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. All right.
We had a little interesting dilemma at the house today.
Okay.
I came in for lunch, and my mom and my daughter came outside, and Mini Squatter says, "Mom, don't go in the garage." Mm-mm. And I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "There's a hawk in there."
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "Oh." So I walk over to the garage, and I look in there, and there's not a hawk. There is a partridge sitting on top of our beer fridge.
Just thirsty.
Apparently. I got about 6 inches from it. I held my arm out. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe he'll jump on my arm and I can get him out.
Oh, yeah. Is this
But he just sat there.
I was waiting for a punchline, like the punchline, like the song goes, "And a partridge on my beer fridge." Yeah! No? Okay.
Right on. So that was pretty cool.
There's nothing spookier than having a large bird in your garage. You're just like uncertain of which way it wants to try and exit. Yeah.
But yeah, I got to see 9 deer today, so it was a good day.
Yeah. All right, Squatter. Thank you for the story. We appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Couple more emails. This is Wiley from, I thought that was pretty good. And a part. This is Wiley from Beaver Slick Lodge, north of Hawkins. They got 1 3-pointer, and they spent about 5 hours tracking the buck that got away. Very disappointing, but hopefully things will get better for you. We got Shep checking in at Camp One Jaw via email, 10 miles out of Phillips. Save some brown water for us, poor souls, at Camp Hoofhearted. Hoofhearted, H-O-O-F-H-E-R, Hoofheart, Hoofhearted. I like it. double entendre. Same for Kevin at Camp Fiona, the Irishman down at the at Hatfield. So far it has been no see-em at Berry Lake, so thank you for the email. And no nuts from Camp Send. Camp, let's see, I'm going to get back to them because I ripped that email weirdly. So I'm going to get that back to that one. You're on the roundup. Who's this? We lost him. Oh, I'm sorry, Al. Hang on. I wonder if he's still there. Oh, there he is. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Camp Toothless Beaver. Yeah.
Who farted? You got to say that with that UP accent.
Yeah. Yeah, dear. Who farted? Who farted?
In the end.
Right, Al. How'd we do out there today, Al?
Absolutely no deer, but I did have a interesting encounter with my wolf hung since it was a little bit cooler today.
All right.
I'm sitting there in my ground blind and watching everything go by that was out there. No deer, of course, but all of a sudden, squirrel came up underneath my blind and decided to attack my acorns. And there was fur everywhere. I'm not sure if it was from my wolf hung or from the squirrel, but
So the squirrel was having a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Always fun to see Mother Nature at work.
And up here in a few shots today, not as many as in the past years, but
yeah,
I keep hoping.
Yeah. All right. Keep her rolling. The hope is always there.
Here, Thanksgiving Day, it's going to be either opening weekend or Thanksgiving Day.
That's right. Pattern continues, you bet. All right, Al, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate the show, and keep up the good work, guys.
You bet. No nuts from Camp Send, I believe it is. I'm trying to read this email. I'm trying to do you right here. Hoping everyone is having a safe and successful opening weekend. Joel, not sure if you got my email. So hopefully this one finds you. Yeah, it did. Daddy Rabbit. He sent it tonight. A big shout out to Belly Acres. I know that they are losing hunters in a few days. They're headed back. So thank you. Thank you, Amanda, for that email. I ripped it up. I tore it over there. Take a couple more calls, and then we got to wrap this whole thing up here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ryan from Sleep Camp. I had to walk down the road to get better reception.
All right. What's the name of your camp?
Question number one. I'm going to send that email tomorrow. Question number one, what does Double D stand for at Double D Bar?
Double D, I believe that's the name of the ladies there, or was originally. They're both of their names started with the letter D, I believe. I may be wrong, but I think that's what I heard when they first opened. Yes. So that's it.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Not a problem, Ryan. I've been in radio for 37 years, and I just had a feeling that was headed a wrong way, so I'm just going to leave it. You're on the roundup. Hello.
Well, it's me.
It's me. Who's me?
Yeah, this is Dakaria. Hi, Dakari. I'm too lubricated right now. I've been waiting a real long time.
Is this Grandma?
I got the ring around the dupa right now because I'm sitting over here waiting for you.
At the Hairy Eyeball Camp.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, tell us your story today there, if you could.
The thing is, there's a couple. It's so nice. I just heard a little bit ago somebody thanked the gift we gave last year.
Yes.
And that was a positive. And I'm glad somebody enjoyed it, and that's a good thing for my heart. Second thing, me and Pig Eye Johnson were sitting there. We listened to Packers, and so it was a good Sunday.
Yes.
Then it got even better.
How's that?
Because Bubba and Papa Bear, two in a row, right before the end tonight, they got, I think, a 5-pointer and a 3-pointer.
All right.
Two nights here. So it's real positive, but we're waiting on Mama Bear because she deserves a good one.
Yes, yes.
She deserves a big one.
All right. Yes. So it's good day.
Yeah, it was all a good day, and we thank you all for everything. And everybody out there, who knows where we are?
All right.
Don't come looking for me.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Grandma. Hairy Eyeball Camp. Tomorrow, we will get all. I'm gonna have all the prizes. I have one goal at work tomorrow, and that is to get everything updated on our website. All the prizes. There's five different prize packs. The only one I haven't mentioned, our fifth one, I want to mention is Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 gift card. This is all one pack. Seed and Feed in Fifield. They're providing a Dark Ops full HD trail camera, a $50 St. Croix rod gift card donated by Tom Miller at Miller Electric, Ridge Runners $20, B&B Insurance $25 Quick Trip gift card, and a 25-inch wreath from Baroka Wreath. So that is the fifth one. Now, there's one prize package alone for the best youth photo contest. Essential Shooting Supplies is providing a gun valued at $700, many other prizes. So get us your youth photo. It can be from the youth hunt. It can be from the bow season. It can be from bear hunting. Just something related to hunting and a youth photo. You'll have a chance to win that gun and tons of other prizes. And we have Best Deer Camp Photo. this is anything other than the youth of you guys at the camp, a picture of all of you, whatever it may be. We got literally thousands of dollars worth of prizes. I'm a bit overwhelmed by it. Not only those, but I got 1, 2, 3.5 pages of just general gift certificates from our sponsors. So tomorrow night we are on after the Bucks game. More of your calls. Shoot us an email if you like, WCQM@civicmedia.us. So join us tomorrow after the Bucks game for another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We could stay until midnight and take all your calls, but that ain't going to happen. We got country classics coming up with